Hello, folks. This is the new Yiddish Rep Radio Hour coming to you today from the Montreal International Yiddish Theater Festival. I'm sitting in the dressing room, and an hour I'm going to be going on stage to do Yossel Rockover Speaks to God. And it's been a great festival. There's been some great theater. There's been some not-so-great theater, but that's the way it is, I guess. I just got word about something that I find extremely interesting. You may have known from previous broadcasts that we did a reading of Shylock, of Jacob Adler's cut of The Merchant of Venice. That was... Hello.
Just letting you know that it's 1 hour.
1 hour to showtime. Kate, is it? Say hello to the audience, Kate. We're doing a radio show. We're live right now. So.
Excellent.
Kate is a wonderful tech person here, and she's been great. She's given me the 1 hour notice, just so you know. Anyway, so we did a version of The Merchant of Venice by Jacob P. Adler. There's also another play called... Shylock and His Daughter, which was done by Maurice Schwartz. Now, I have just found out that the Yiddish National Theater of New York, the Volksbühne, which calls itself America's sole surviving professional Yiddish theater company, even though I've been telling Zalman Luttek from years that he needs to stop putting that in his press, is doing, guess what? The Merchant of Venice, Shylock and His Daughters, at the Chicago, at some thing called the Merchant Project, in Chicago. How original. What original thinkers. What great originality. The interesting thing is that artistic director of the Siegel Center here, the Dora Wasserman Yiddish Theater, is coming to New York as the executive director of the Volksbühne. So it's just interesting, you know. I am about ready to take off the kid gloves. The only way the Volksbühne and these people can really do anything or think of anything is by taking it from somebody else. And this bullshit about being the only surviving professional theater company, this is something that just has infuriated me, will continue to infuriate me, and I'm going to start screaming from the rooftops and calling them what they are, a bunch of pishachs who don't know the first thing about theater, or, to put it quite mildly, are the worst thing that has happened to Yiddish theater in this country in the last decade. Having gotten that off my chest, I want to talk about some of the things that have been shown here. We have the Romanian troupe, the Jewish State Theater of Bucharest. I saw one show of theirs. It was interesting. It was a version of Chelm. It was colorful. It was, the Yiddish was just about intelligible. And, it was fun to watch. Kind of lightweight, but fun to watch. So far, there have been I'll tell you about the things I think are outstanding. Of course, Raful Goldwasser is here with the Gilgal von Onegin. It's a multimedia presentation based on a Yud Lamed Peretz story about the metamorphosis of a tune. I don't quite know how to put it. It's quite interesting. Got some wonderful images. Raful is, his Yiddish is impeccable. His movement and his stage imagery is wonderful. And it's a very interesting, very heady piece. Avi Hoffman is here, and he did something his mother wrote, Miriam Hoffman, about the life of Itzik Manger, that was absolutely outstanding. I mean, beyond outstanding. It was wonderful. Enchanting, engrossing. Right, Amy?
It was amazing.
He was
fantastic.
He also did Too Jewish, which is a piece that he wrote, which is mostly in English. There's a lot of Yiddish, but it's mostly English. Very, very funny. I think, you know, for general Jewish audiences, I think it's okay, but doesn't hold a candle to Itzik Munger. I mean, that piece, he was magnificent. Let's see, Mendy Kahan is here from Israel, and he was enchanting in the hour that he did yesterday, a Sabbath afternoon, Kumsitz. He was just wonderful. He recited things from Gebirtig, from other Yiddish poets, just great. And also Raful did a recitation, an hour of recitation, what in Yiddish theater was called Wortkunst, word art, word concerts, from also Peretz and it was just, wonderful stuff, wonderful stuff. So there's been a lot of great stuff here. In a little while, I got a lot to live up to. I hope to do the best job that I can with Yossel Rockover Speaks to God. The festival lasts for another 2 days. You can hear something going on in the lobby right now. And it's been wonderful. It's a great spirit, it's been kind of a farewell party for Brian O. Wasserman. It's less sumptuous in its accoutrements than 2 years ago. 2 years ago, the whiskey and wine flowed freely, and the food was top shelf, 20... every day. It's still good food. It's just not as... But I have to say that I think the artistic offerings have been more varied and surpass the festival from 2 years ago. One of the things I'm looking forward to is seeing the Yiddish Spiel offering of another Megillah of Itzik Munger. If you look at the subject matter, if you look at the authors that have been represented here, it's very limited. There is not a wide range of Yiddish playwrights. Shalom Aleichem, Itzik Munger, Moritz Itzik Munger, more Shalom Aleichem, Bar Sheva Singer, which is understandable, but it would be nice to see some really serious Yiddish theater presented here. I think with the exception of Raful Goldwasser's piece and Yossel Rockover, everything has been, musical... And of course, the Itzik Munger piece that Avi Hoffman did. Of course, it included music. What piece about Munger wouldn't? But that was magnificent, and it was a look at his life and at his story. It was comic. It was pathetic. It had everything you could want from a presentation, and he took us all on a wonderful ride. I can't say enough about it. The festival is going to be over in a couple of days. I'm still kind of, I'm scratching my head, because just before airtime, I read these, a couple of people sent me these emails about the folks being doing this Shylock thing. Hey, what can I tell you? I guess it's flattery. I guess imitation is the best form of flattery. But being imitated and in the same breath being written off the face of the earth is a bit frustrating, you know? I mean, okay, so they're doing the same. But for them to once again write that they are the only professional Yiddish theater company, sole surviving professional Yiddish theater company, it is what I have grown to expect from them, but it's kind of thrown me into a bit of a tizzy. I am really, really upset. And I've been forbearing in my public stance with them, but that's over now. That's it. That's at an end. I'm going to shout from the rooftops just exactly what I think, and that they are second-rate wanderers in the grandiose world of their own imagination. And I'm so pissed off that I just don't know if I'm going to get over it. It's good. I'm going to use it.
Use it for you.
I'm going to use it upstairs on stage. Yossel Rockover is a. Here, Chicago's. There's also going to be in this thing. Chicago's only fully professional Latino theater. That, you know, theater people. There's no business like show business. None whatsoever. But anyway, I'm really just in a tizzy over this thing, because first of all, like I say, be ripped off, because one of the things we were talking about doing next was doing the Maurice Schwartz Shylock and His Daughters, just as in juxtaposition to the Adler piece. The Adler piece is from the Shakespeare play. He doesn't change the play. The Maurice Schwartz is a totally different play. It's not. It's only has the sketchiest resemblance to Shakespeare's play. The plotting is not even the same. It does not keep the basic elements of Shakespeare's plot. And in the end, not to give anything away, in the end, Jessica, Shylock's daughter, kills herself. And when Shylock is finally presented with the opportunity to eat the pound of flesh, which is in this version, he is given leave to do it without any other consequences to him, he throws down the knife and he says, "I can't do this because I'm a Jew." So you can see that it's a much different. There are characters that don't exist in the Shakespeare play. It's much, 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 much different, and it's based on a novel called Shylock's Daughter that Maurice Schwartz adapted into this play. It's a huge play. It's not something that easily produced, but it is interesting. So there it is. You know, if you can't think for yourself, you look for other people to rip off. And there it is. The Volksbühne is currently showing Herschel Ostrapolya. Up till now, I've urged people to go see it. I tell you now, they can't give away seats. They're always sending out emails, special discount today, special discount during a week, special discount on a weekend. You know, if you feel like throwing out $20 or $30, which is what the discounted tickets amount to, please be my guest. It's a light piece of entertainment. It's fun. It's this, it's that. But it's a far cry from serious Yiddish theater. I'm done with them. They are the bane of the future of our Yiddish theater, and it's enough already. So Zalman Kishmachen Tuches, that's what I have to say. He was just here, the big man at the festival. They didn't do any theater, But he threw out a couple of concerts, a couple of his usual stuff. He even said some nice things about me, I understand, in one of his concerts. But look, he did it because he had to, because of the politics here. A lot of the luminaries of the Yiddish theater world are here. Atzmon is here from Israel. And you know, everybody's sniffing. Everybody's walking around sniffing each other's asses, you know. It's that kind of a scene. I mean...
But it's a nice... David, it's a wonderful experience, isn't it?
It's nice. It is nice. But, you know, we have a long road to hoe if we're actually going to have a serious Yiddish theater in the future. And I'm about done. I am about... I've about had it. I am so... appalled. As I say, it's not, you know, nobody has a copyright on this stuff. Nobody, you know, but it's interesting that they do things only in reaction to other people, and then they deny that those other people exist. And that's chiefly what pisses me off. So there it is. I haven't even had a chance to write a nasty email to Zalman. But I certainly intend to. Anyway, it's getting to be around, 6:16? Listen, Yiddish Farm is on the horizon. And Yiddish Farm is sponsoring a Golis Festival. And I'll tell you about that in a second. It's going to be in Goshen, New York, or at least near Goshen, New York, on a 200-acre farm. There will be concerts. There will be cooking, agriculture, workshops in agriculture, languages, hide stretching, quite a number of things. And it's... I'm on the committee of Yiddish Farm, and I'm proud to be. These young folks are really a delight, and you know, I'm the old man there. I'm the alte kaka over there. They don't listen to me, but they give me a lot of respect, and that's fine. You know, they have to be free to do their own thing and follow their own. Leads. The festival is co-sponsored by Jugendtreff, Youth for Yiddish, the Center for Traditional Music and Dance, an organization run by Pete Bruszewski. Also by the Kayam Farm, which is going to be the site of the three-week Yiddish Farm inauguration this August. YIVO, the Bread and Torah, an organization called Bread and Torah that I don't know much about, and of course the New Yiddish Repertory Theater, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and I'm proud to be working with these young people, and let's see where we can take this thing. You know, the idea is to create an environment in which people can speak Yiddish. Where people who are learning will have an environment in which they can actually practice and speak the language. Hopefully it will be successful this year and carry on into years to come, and who knows what will come of it. It's also an attempt to bring together secular Yiddishists and Hasidic native Yiddish speakers. And it's working. It is having an impact in that respect. The two communities are beginning to get together, and I think it's very important. It's also very important from the point of view of my hopes for Yiddish theater, because you know, the biggest Yiddish speaking population in the world is in New York, in Borough Park, in Williamsburg, in Flatbush, in Midwood, and. Hopefully, we can begin to get some of them involved. We have begun through the Yiddish Theater Workshop, which we run every Thursday before Chulent, and it's attracted some attention from both the secular and religious community, young people who from both sides want to broaden their horizons about theater, about our Yiddish theater tradition, and I'm quite pleased with it, and very happy to see that it's going forward and flourishing. So, let's see. Of course, there is going to be Yiddish Vach. Those of you who are not familiar with it, the last week in August, you go to jugendtruf.com, jugendtruf.com. And, I urge you to take a look at that program as well. It's a week of Yiddish immersion, last year there were 180 people, ranging in age from infants to great grandparents, all of whom spoke Yiddish for the week. And there's one thing about this is that if you know a little Yiddish, don't be bashful. It's better to speak a bad Yiddish than a good English. So a lot of people say, well, I can't do that. I don't know that much Yiddish. I don't know. Just the atmosphere, being able to listen to the language, listening to the music, seeing young people committed to it, seeing little children speaking Yiddish. It's quite inspiring, and I think it's a valuable experience. Even if you have a little Yiddish, you might consider it. Let's see. Yes, Klez Canada is coming up. You can also go to their website, klezcanada.org. And I may have told you jugendtruf.com, but I think it's jugendtruf.org. So I just want to be sure that I've got that right. Also, if you want to find out more about Yiddish Farm, their website is yiddishfarm.org. I don't know that there are any. There are a lot of things happening in Europe. The Weimar Festival is about to begin. The summer program in Vilnius is about to begin. There are more programs than there are people to go around. They say that Yiddish has spread. That these programs have proliferated. The programs have proliferated, but the number of people taking part are more or less the same. They've just divided between all these different programs. We really need to find a way to take it out of academia and into the streets. And, hopefully we'll keep struggling to find a way to do that. I'm going to sign off. We're going to rebroadcast the first part of the very first Yiddish radio program we ever aired. And the rest of the hour will be taken up with that program. I want to thank you. I want to thank all those people not listening out there for tuning in. And you'll pardon my diatribes, but I needed to get that off my chest, and I'm quite serious about it. I'm not going to hold back in my criticism or offer support for people who are more than happy to shit on my head. So shit on your heads too. With those kind words, I'm sure you're all out there saying, break a leg, David, break a leg, mit rechten Fuß, go out and give a great show. And I thank you for that. So thanks for not listening, and be well, be gesund, in abim, in treftsach, ergitz, in ret a poor verte mamelush. Okay. So, take it away with the very first New Yiddish Rep radio hour. Welcome to the new Yiddish Rep Radio Hour. This is our inaugural edition, and you're listening to the dulcet sounds of Teresa Tova.
She's going to say Teresa Tova.
Did that sound okay? Okay, so we're good to go. We got a radio show coming up. Your brains are going to fall out. So, okay, that's about it. I'm going to play some interviews. Unfortunately, I worked like a dog to edit Steve Stirner's interview from 20 minutes to 7 minutes. And I lost the file. Because I can't have him talking for 20 minutes. We'll all go crazy.
Yeah.
But I have an interview. We're going to be doing this partly in English, partly in Yiddish. Seth, are you going to screen the callers? Yeah, no, just to let me know if somebody calls in.
For contraband.
Yeah, feel free to participate, you know. I keep telling people that I want this to be like something in between the PBS News Hour and the Soupy Sales Show. So don't be afraid to come right in if you've got something.
So the interview that you're playing is English or Yiddish?
English.
You can call us.
So, yeah. Are you there, Seth? Yeah, great. Wait a minute. Let me see. I got to set this up. Seth from Paradise, California, is online too. That's great. That's great.
You are so California.
Ooh, that's so weird.
You actually live in paradise, even, and you have the gall to like say it.
So all I have to say is now we're going to hear from Seth on line two, and you'll put him on, right? Okay. And if I ask you to announce the telephone number, would you do that for us? Are you required? Do you get paid extra if you're on the air? Okay, I will pull it up on you got to forgive me, I'm a little famished because this is the first time we're doing this, so but now that I see how easy it is, Donald was right on. He said don't worry about it, it's going to be easy. So, and here it is, here we are. So the toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And that's all I need to know. And that's acting. And that's all.
So what are you starting with?
You know what? Would you write that down?
888-something-something?
Yeah. Sure. So we know. We're going to start. We're going to talk to you.
Yeah. Start with me, and then you can do Yiddish, and then you can do your thing.
Yeah.
Well, English, Yiddish, English.
English, Yiddish, English. Lazy, you're going to introduce the show.
I am?
Yeah, you're going to, you know, I will say a few words and then you'll say that you are the official Yiddishist of the show. You're here to keep everybody honest and make sure the grammar is correct.
All right. Oh my God, I'm leaving.
And that number again is 888. Oh, this is going to be a lot of fun. And you really don't need anything except a computer to do it.
It's very cool.
I went crazy, Seth. I got myself a little mixer, a little USB mixer. Hello? Yeah, okay. All right, so it's 888-815-9756. Mm-hmm. And so you can let people know. And Seth will let us know when we are on the air. I'm going to start with Zoomer Tag, okay? And the first things I'm going to ask you is how...
Don't ask me. Don't ask.
Wants to be surprised.
Okay. Please, don't ask.
Okay. Did you see Herschel yet?
Noch nicht.
Noch nicht, was ist nicht?
Aber ich habe gerade eine Repetition, das ist auch gemacht.
Was ist denn? Die bist ein Akteur jetzt.
Ein kleiner Akteur, also... In einer Vorlehnung, nicht? Dann müsst
ihr nicht du kannst sagen, nicht du kannst sagen, sind nicht du kannst kleine Akteure.
Ja, nur kleine...
Nein, nicht du kannst kleine Rollen. Sind du kleine Akteure.
Ja, ja, bist du gerecht.
You're gonna quote it.
Also ich bin ein kleiner Akteur in einer größeren Rolle.
I'm sorry. I don't. Do we have any math?
Yedida.
I'm Dave.
Zeret Yiddish. What's
Zeret Yiddish? Okay. Mat nachakas.
Zeret Yiddish, Russisch, Polish.
Oh my God.
Tarek Hebraisch.
Fin wannen sind ihr? New York. New York? Oh, hi.
But it's when
Connecticut.
Okay. Well, here we go. I'm going to play the introductory thing. And you just... Welcome to the new Yiddish Rep Radio Hour. You've been listening to Teresa Tova singing Baylor Shechta Gottesman's song, Zummer Tag, Summer Days. And we'll be talking to Teresa! Teresa, I'm sorry, please.
Call
please
me
don't.
Tova.
Call you Tova. Call me Tova. And Baylor Shechta Gottesman. And we'll also be hearing some interviews with Steve Sterner, and Shane Baker, two of the stars of the new Folksbina production of Herschel Astropolia. We'll be joined by my co-host, Laser Burko. Please say a few words to the Yiddish-speaking audience.
Ich bin Laser Burko. Ich bin der offizielle Repräsentant von der jüdisch-redenden Massen in unserer Eulam. Ich will euch begrüßen im Namen von Jiddisch und von Jiddischkeit.
All right. That's
all me.
So we're gonna launch the show with what we hope to be a regular award given over the air here on the airwaves. It's the first ever Svetelfen wie Teute Bankis Award. So maybe somebody wants to explain what that is.
Yeah, Teute Bankis. Was ob das Thema auf Jiddisch oder auf
Englisch? Auf Englisch, nee.
All right, the bunkers. Bunkers are little cups that they used to put, I guess they would warm the cups.
And put them on your back
them on your
to
back,
suck out whatever
suck
poisons.
Suck out the evil spirits,
yes.
And things that are...
like leeching.
Right. Leeching. So Svetelfen wie Teute Bankis means it'll help you like dead leeches.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so like bunkers would help a dead person.
Yeah.
Here's really
so
what it is.
The first ever Svetelfen wie Teute Bankis Award goes to, you guessed it, the BP Oil Company. And we want to thank BP for destroying the planet. And this is something they can't blame on us. Mir zenen is shildik, Habibi. BP, suck it up. Okay, there you are. That's our first annual Svetelfen wie. And we hope to have many more. And I'm sure there will be many more.
This is annual every week.
Every 2 weeks. Every 2 weeks you're going to be hearing this nonsense.
Can I throw in a Canadian one? Just
sure,
because
why
I'm
not?
Here.
Why not?
Can I give a Svetelfen wie Teute Bankis to the G20 for having their meeting in downtown Toronto and costing us billions of dollars when they could have gone anywhere else and not disturbed everybody's sanity?
Okay. Would you tell us what the G20 is?
Oh, the group of G20 is the leaders of the world. All the presidents and prime ministers and leaders. It used to be the G8, and now they have the G20. So you've got the inner G8 is the United States, Canada, France, Russia.
Okay.
So yeah, in downtown. Can you imagine doing something like that in downtown New York? I mean, it's crazy. Billions of dollars. Well, it's ridiculous.
What can we say? The whole world is
tight and bonkers.
So, Tova, I wanted to start by asking you where you met Baylor.
Oh, so it's a Gita Maise. English or Yiddish?
A Bissel Simich.
So I was here in New York, and I was starring in a show for the Folksbühne, for the Yiddish theater here. They brought me from Canada. At great expense. And part of the deal was that they had to put me up in very expensive New York. And it, you know what? It was right after 9/11.
Oh.
Noch der 11. September. And New York was like another town. It was an amazing event to be here at the time. It was like a holy place. At any rate, part of the deal was they had to bill it to me, because God forbid they should give me a hotel. Mm-hmm. And it didn't work out. It just didn't work out. And I was going from place to place, and I was being kept prisoner on Central Park West. And I walked into the Volksbühne and said, find me somewhere now. And I met Bela's son at a Klez camp up in Montreal a couple years earlier. And he already heard through the grapevine I was having a bit of a tsuris with this. And he says, or the wills can stavoinen mit the mama oba zavoint in Eckveld. She says, if you want, you could always stay with my mom. She loves having guests, but it's the end of the world. It's actually the last stop of the D train. So when I was having so much trouble, I went up to Itzik and I said, Bubele, where does your mom live? So in a lift gekriechen to the Bronx. Uh-huh. And ungeklappt auf der Tür, rausgekommen this royale Yiddishe, that prächtige Frau, this beautiful woman, Bela Schachter Gottesman, and Mom sich beliebt.
Love at first sight.
Absolutely. And she's just, Bela is so wonderful. We've become such good friends.
That's so wonderful, didn't you?
You're a
Sicke, du kennst sie. And Bela was such a joy to me because mom gesitzt in gerät Yiddish zwischen sich und hab sich verbessert bei Yiddish noch einmal. And she'd keep telling me, lassen ich dich anreden. Red so wie die redst. Because I'm working with people at the Volksbühne who are going, no, it's this accent, that accent. And she goes, red so wie die redst. I said, are you kidding? I forget how I talk. Yiddish. Ich bin auf Mischte, Polische, and the Litvakische Schule. But yeah, so that we met in 2001, right after 9/11. We lived together for about 3 months, Drachoduschen zusammen, and then verjuren, noch den, kimmer ihr sehen, vier, fünf Mula a Jue.
And wenn es gewinnt der erste Mul has gelesen, Bela's Lieder.
Well, wenn ich hab sich bekannt mit Bela, hab ich schon gesingen zwei von ihr Lieder. Farde. Yeah. I mean, it was such a big honor to meet the poetess and the writer of these songs that I was already singing. I knew Harpstlied from wonderful Adrian Cooper, brilliant rendition of it. And I also knew Mein Chavelte Minzje. But then I learned the rest of my Bela Schachter Gottesman repertoire from Bela herself. And that has been a real honor and a real miracle. You know, when do you have that ability to learn? As we were doing, we sit around the table this morning and I was going through the lyrics of the show we're going to be doing Wednesday night in New York. And Bela'd sit and listen and verbessern mich, a little preposition here or there that I might have wrong because,
Let's tell people about this show because this is one of the reasons we're speaking to you folks today. You're going to be doing a show on Wednesday night.
This is quite something. It's the Lyric Chamber Society in New York has invited myself and Matt Herskovitz, this brilliant pianist, with her quartet. Mm-hmm. To come and do a show of Bela Schachter Gottesman music. The CD is called You Ask Me Why Tova Sings Bela. And so we'll be presenting Bela's tunes with this great rhythm-based, groove-oriented sound, which is what you just played a little titch of. And Bela will be there, and the Grammy-nominated Matt Herskovitz and his band, and... So a bissel Yiddish, a bissel English.
A bissel English. I loved, one of the reviews of that that album is one of my favorite, and it typifies to me how I feel about the work that you're doing. It said, unlocking her past by breaking new ground.
Well,
and to me, that really is what this album and what these songs are all about, presenting Yiddish poetry and Yiddish songs in a context that is now, that speaks to people of this generation, man. I mean, if you can't listen to this record and not get down behind it, I don't know what planet you're living on.
Thank you, David. We wanted to produce a CD that was radio friendly, not just Yiddish radio friendly, so that in that world scene that it could be played, which it is, you know, in Wales and in Deutschland and in Poland and in Australia and all over the United States. And, so we did it with a lot of thought in mind to give the Heretz to the Yiddish and to the great poetry of this incredible poet who's sitting beside us. But, you know, I mean, Bela won the first NEA award for the National Endowment of the Arts Heritage Award for Yiddish poetry. I mean, that's unheard of. We got to go to Washington to sing Yiddish on Capitol Hill. Bela, remember we sat and we were called by, you were called, not me, but I was lucky enough to be with you. You were called by Hillary Clinton to say, "I'd like to meet you, Bela." And you shook her hands. And I mean, it was a real privilege, a real honor for Yiddish and this wonderful language that you fought so long to maintain.
Well, it's the first time that a Yiddish poet receives such an honor. Vavus.
Vavus, she's being modest.
But it's an honor.
when hat ihr ungeheuren Schaden?
Ich habe ungern Scham für meine Kinder. Ich kann mir nicht. Ich meine, wir haben nicht immer die Rat Jüdische. Man hat sich wie ein Jüdisch ist und wir sind prinzipiell Jüdisch. Aber der Ich ist sehr aktiv in dem Feld zu lieben meine Kinder. Weil wir aufwachsen in Amerika und reden Jiddisch, ist das selbe eine Sache.
Ja.
Und Kedai ist ein Hummer-Swiebe und sie machen sie daheim friedlich, interessant. Mein Mann ist in seiner Arbeit getan. Und es kam uns wieder daheim und ich mit drei Kindern haben wir ein bisschen verweilt.
Aha.
Mit Lalke spielen, als ehrliche Sache.
Ja, das in ich habe sie geschickt in eine jüdische Arbeiterin-Schule, noch nur der rumänisch-englische Schule. Und dort habe ich mir gesagt, Lehrer Menke Katzow, wie kennt ihr?
Nein, das ist ein berühmter Poet.
Menke, bekannter Lehrer. Anfangs war ihm, er ist ein sehr guter Lehrer, nur als er kommt zu einer Jungen, also ich nur nicht.
See, of Yiddish, you're going to want to know to speak Yiddish to know. I'm good, isn't it?
I've been looking for a cat, can I help you? So I said, yeah. I've been looking for a cat. I mean, I have a kid, so I have a kid, but I have a kid. But it's a kid, it's a kid. But then I've been looking for a musical game.
Also auch Operettas, kleine...
Operettas.
Ja.
Ab seit 5 habe ich ihn geschrieben.
Nun, man hat ja gespielt einmal, auf der Bühne.
Ja, wir haben nicht Professor. Was hat er gespielt? In Schulmalechem, in Schulzern, andere Plätze, also eine, wie soll ich sagen, schulorientierte Organisation. Adrian Cooper singt.
Adrian Cooper ist a singer and performer. And also one of the directors of the Workman's Circle national staff, and she travels quite a bit singing songs, and Tova and Adrian, every once in a while you get the chance to see them singing together.
Yes, we have a trio with Joanne Bortz.
Oh, yes.
Around the world as the three Yiddish divas. last year we were in Houston, in Poland. This year we're going to Vienna.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, it's we've been very fortunate. We have a great time.
Tell us some more about the show. When is it? It's going to be at the Kosciuszko Center?
The Kosciuszko Center, but it's really part of the Chamber Lyric Society season.
Right.
Celebrates the music of Bela Shafty Gottesman, and the Kosciuszko Foundation, where it's taking place, is 15 East 65th Street, New York. And the concert will start 7:30 7:30 Wednesday night.
Right, and if believe me, if you can be there, get yourself down there. It's going to be great. You're going to walk out, walking on air. You're not going to believe what your ears will hear. And I want to ask Bela if it's true that for her the same way. Tavla gezukt as she's giving love at first sight. When she you opened the door, was it true? Is it true?
Ja, mir also der Heimischkeit von dem Luschen, ich verstehe, als sie hat sich gefühlt sehr heimisch in dem, und das ist mein Heimhofer. Das ist bei mir. Und dann noch hat sie mir dasselbe Geschichte von ihr besprochen, die war sehr interessante Meise. Ich bin sehr verhaft von der Geschichte von ihr besprochen.
Und ich weiß, als sie singt die Lieder in ein bisschen anders wie von Unheil.
Kabarett-Style.
Wie gefällt dir das du?
Ja, das ist all right. nee, sie gefällt mir. Sie tut es gut. Also ich meine, meine Lieder, ich weiß nicht, ich schreibe ich dachte nicht, wem es wird passen, wem es kleben.
Ja, in Missach Europa soll ich gewinnen Kabarett. Also der Kabarett.
Oh ja, das ist
ein Sache. Das ist ein
Sache. Wir sind gewinnen sehr internationalistisch. Wir haben gerade vier Sprachen in Tschernowitz. Paul Celan ist ein Tschernowitzer. Und hat gesagt, dass die Tschernowitzer Menschen sind alle Büchermenschen. Wir sind Büchermenschen. Und das ist alles gewinnen. Belesen.
Die wichtige Sache für mich ist, ich singe die Lieder nicht, weil sie sind in Jiddisch, nicht weil sie sind politisch in einer Weg. Sie, Bela, schreibt wegen Hand. Sie ist, it's modern, it's vital. You know, Bela writes about saxophone players in the subways at 2-3 in the morning, you know, playing for money. Bela writes about dreams that she's had, you know, about lovers and summers that go off like that you dream about wonderful summers that are gone and I mean it's just such great music and I'm an actor and I get attracted to stories, songs that tell stories and that's why, you know, if you tell a story truthfully as she's written it, I think they're open to different interpretations and different styles.
Can we play something for the folks? Can
sure.
we play one of these? I want to play a song called Givein Amul Is Ashtet.
Oh, why don't you set it up, Ben?
And maybe you can tell us a little bit about the song and how you came to write it.
I'll tell you something. Wir sollen es wissen davon. Aber es ist gekommen die Zeit von oben. Und mein Mann, der Doktor, hat gearbeitet in dem Städtel, beim Nester, Svenet. Macht sich so, als du Städtel, riefen mir die Zwiegerle von der Gottesmanns. Weil mein Mann ist dort geboren, mein Bab ist dort geboren. Es ist bei ihm die Zwiegerle von der Gottesmanns.
The cradle of the Gottesmanns. Yeah.
In der Zeit von den Russen, wenn mein Mann hat gedacht, oh, sich nach Ort, der Provinz Wien, jene Doktoren hat mir geschickt, hat er ausgeklebt, das war seine Sprache, Punkt. Also, es gewinnt mein erstes Kratzen in Garten, du bin er gewinnt in dem Städtel. Wo es mehr ein Dorf schon geworden. Es ist nicht mehr gewinnt, du Städtel, wo es meine Mama hat in ihre Zachreunis beschrieben, mit Humor, mit aber du schon geworden, sehr verurren. Und wir haben noch gewundert, ein Jahr, bis wir tun im Lauf. Die Deutschen sind gekommen, alles ist zerbrochen, wir sind gelaufen. Wir sind auch gelaufen. Wir haben gesehen, als Autos, Astautos, witzig, jeder läuft, flieht. Und wir angespannt, in so einem Gärtchenauto dort, nach einem Pferd im Bogen. Oh. In der Pferd geht es ruhig. Und wir haben herabgeworfen auf den Wogen, auf den geuschen Wogen. Und meine Mama und mein Bruder sind Ping gewesen, sie waren Vakazica, haben sich angepackt und gefahren. Und wenn sie umgekommen bei der Grenze von Polen, das erste Städtchen Korilivke da, haben sie mal über die Brücken und in Korilivke ist ein Lastauto heran in uns, in Ebergekehrt in Savo. Sind wir schon zurückgeblieben von dem ganzen Läufe, nicht? Na, jeden von Korilivke sind gekommen ins Heim. Sie gewinnen nicht wahr? In den Männern dort haben gesucht, mein Mann. In, ja, mit uns ist gefahren noch ein Doktor, Doktor Rauch, mit seinem Spruch. Zwei Sprüche sind wir gewinnen. Und die zwei gesucht, wie läuft der mit der Russen? Wollt ihr kommen, die Datschen, mit einer Hoffnung, fuhr zurück zu neuen Ort. In, also immer übergenächtigt in Korilivke. In dem zweiten Tag, nach dem größten Regen, haben wir genommen in der Pferd, oder Ruschgang, und sind wir zurückgefahren. In der Ballabus, bei wem sind wir übergenächtigt, er hat sich herangesetzt auf ein Pferd, in ein Gerät, in ein Ziel geführt, weil er gemeint hat, dass wir sich auskennen. Und als sind wir zurückgekommen, und zum nächsten ist die Brücke schon wieder zerbrochen. Weil die Russen, als er weg ist, sie brauchen die Brücke, versteht ihr? Also als Mann, Mama, hat genommen das Pferd im Boden, in gefahren, auf der, beim Brücke, sich an andere Ortschaft, wie sie noch, andere Dorf, aber ich und mein Bruder und mein Mann sind in der Rippe gekrochen, das zerbrochene Brücke, in unserem umgekommenen, in der Svenetschke, in unser Hasel, haben wir gesehen, dass man schon ausgeleidet, Rumänen haben schon ausgeleidigt. Ja. Und ich bin in der Bedeutung, ich bin ein paar Minuten, ich schaue sie immer, sie kommt der Sergeant, mit meinem Mann und mein Bruder haben sich behalten in Christa. Mhm. Und ich bin geblieben, mehr haben sie gelassen allein. Mhm.
In dem Lied ist Tage wegen
Die Gewinnemol ist ein Städtel.
Okay. Lame Herren. And just, Liza, why don't you let our folks know out
there. Okay, if you'd like to call, please call us at 888-815-9756. Oder wir hatten lieber gerne jüdisch Wort. 888-815-9756.
That's 888-815-9756. And you're
Given
really...
Amol is a shtetl.
Given Amol is a shtetl.
There once was a little town.
Oops.
Gewinn am Olis a Städtel, beim Breck von Nester in Tor. Ein gewiegter Halloimes, gewinn as a Städtel am Mor. Gelebt sich dort jeden wie jeden, in Frieden und Deiges und Zor. Von Doris verwort zu Vetäuschwin, gewinn as a Städtel am Mor. Und vorhin gesungen dort Lieder von Liebes mit Augen verdeckt. Und Kinder zerwolfen die Stiefels, sich meistens von Schäden erzählt. Also hat der Städtel so in Jetschke, und kleiner, gleicher mit der Zeit, gesponnen dem Gilden am Pfoden, von Seeres und Bobes und Beid. Nur plötzlich bin ich näher gekommen, das 41. Jahr. Der Nester tut strasch die Blumen, der Himmel von Zeugen sich groß. Selber in Grün montieren, mit Blitzen zum Schießen gewählt. Auf der Brücke vor sieben Nester, sehen alle die Sehnen verlöst. Dem Scheuchet mit Weib und acht Kinder in Tals gehielt sich Schleier zu. Die Geschreien verschlungen an das Dell, die Qual jetzt war stumm צעקו הגרין דוד ויית גלונקיס ומספשת בוי הזנקי וכמו גבטות קיין וגורנישט גשיין דוד מי כבן אמור לי זה שתתו Gewinn am Ohr in so Städten Gewinn am Ohr in so Städten
Hi. Ja. Nu, was is gewein is gewein. Ja. Aber jetzt gefindt man sich in Amerika. In Chabba, Akashis, Nishka, Aleich. Was wird sein, die Zukunft in der jüdische Sprache in der Welt?
Ich weiß, die Frage ist also eine Tochter. Alle Menschen fragen in mir viel, echt viel. Es sind echt so Menschen, wie ihr viel ist, wie Attacke auf ihn. Was kann mir da so? Also ich meine, wir gehen schon in den... Nee! Wir wissen nicht, was es wird morgen sein. Wir haben kein Mundes gewusst. Wir sind eine Sprache für 1000 Jahre haben wir so gelebt, ohne Land, in einem Territorium. In Verband sollen wir wissen, wir sind nicht naiv, keine wie, nur wir hoffen, also es wird ewig gedauert.
I mean, it's Toshsif, all kids. And I mean, there are changes that are happening. I mean, the first time, I think, in a positive light for Yiddish is the first time you can actually learn it in a university. You never had that before. Mackenzie Herazetzen in Vilnius, in Colombia, in University of Toronto, in other universities that you could probably help me name around the world. And there are actually young people coming to Yiddish, not through their homes, not through natural cultural circles, but you can actually study it and learn it. Mm-hmm. Like Jews who learn French and Spanish now. Yeah. There are Christen, who learn in Yiddish. Asach nicht Yiddish. Asach nicht Yiddish. Kimmen Sie Yiddish jetzt. So, you know, in some ways, ja, the ganze Volk redt nicht so viel Yiddish, muss man mamul, and let's not, you know, be naive about it. There's very little happening in the secular world. But at the same time, young people are coming to it. So I don't see that it's...
Yeah, the man is secular, but the Chassidim read me Yiddish.
Yes. On the other hand. Yiddish. The Chassidim have no pieces of Yiddish.
They write pieces, they write romans.
Ja, wie
sind sie? Man darf daran gehen, eine Chassidische Bücher kommen. Ich habe eine Zendelke, hunderte Chassidische Romanen und... Pjesas ist ein bisschen seltener, aber vor der Zeit können wir gehen.
Pirem spielen, was er macht. Also geht Pirem vor mir alle Kim Williams, wo ich sehen, wo steht so da.
Ja, ja, bin ich gewesen auf der Bobo, wo Pirem spielen, ist gewesen als ein prächtiges Spiel, was ich in meinem Leben nicht gesehen habe. Weißt du,
dass
Pirem... Ich meine, dass die Musik auch halt eine wichtige Ort von Sprache. Weil Menschen, jeden, nicht jeden, kommen sie Jiddisch durch die Lieder, die Singlieder. Und sie gewinnen aus, was meint es? Lass mich herankicken. Oh, und sie sind mehr interessant in der Geschichte, in der Sprache. So, öfters ist es.
Mädliche Goye, man nach Süden. In Deutschland, in Schweden. Wo sie singen meine Lieder dort her in einer ganzen Gruppe von sie. Sie lernt mit dort jüdische Lieder. Sie hat mir geschickt eine Fotografie, wie sie lernen meine Kinderlieder mit der bei Konferenz haben sie es auch geführt.
And I, you know, I gotta tell you, this house at the last stop of the D train in Bronx, New York, is a magnet for Yiddish speakers. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are schmoozkreisens, speaking circles every Monday mm-hmm. that Bela has. People come to this house just to sit and read a bissla Yiddish vort. Mm-hmm. And there are visitors from all around the world who come to stay with Bela and learn Yiddish and improve their Yiddish. And not only her own songs, but she's such a wealth of knowledge, Bela, you are.
My mama,
folk songs.
Folk songs. He's given par excellence. So, I'm a folk singer. And so, he can do a shit.
So, you spielt etwas?
No. An instrument? Blows you a call?
No.
Well, look, that's why we're doing this show. That's why we have the new Yiddish Radio Hour. First of all, we hope that everyone realizes this is global. You can hear this anywhere you are in the world that has an internet connection. And I know that there are folks in Australia and in Europe and in South America. And once again, if you want to call in and ask Bela or Tova a question,
that the number is 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756.